My name is Christopher Murray. I'm a product manager with the cotton marketing team out of Des Moines Works, John Deere Des Moines Works. Today I'm going to talk about our precision ag technology that we introduced specifically for cotton harvesters in 2017. Some of you might have some experience with this, and for those that don't, this will be your first introduction to it. But I'm going to talk about not only how this technology benefits our customers, our cotton growers, but also you as ginners. The first piece of technology I want to talk about is that round module moisture sensor. John Deere designed this in-house. This is a Deere-built moisture sensor. It's a capacitance-type sensor. It's the most accurate and reliable sensor in the marketplace that provides that real-time feedback to that cotton operator in the cab. What they can do is this allows that operator to stop harvesting when that moisture level gets to a certain point that cotton ginners, I hear, want less than 12%. So when that moisture level starts reaching that that level, they can stop harvesting during that day. Teamed up with Harvest Identification Cotton Pro, and I'll talk about that in a little bit, we can document for every single module the moisture level so that not only does the operator and the producer get it, but that information can be shared with that cotton ginner down the line. This technology was tested across multiple countries, and not only by John Deere. We pulled in a university to do benchline testing to make sure that we're not saying it's the most accurate on our merit, but also from an independent study. The second piece of technology I want to talk about is round module weighing. We have transformed the handler, that's the carrier on the back of the cotton harvester, into a scale on all CP690 and CS690 cotton harvesters, all 2017 and newer machines. 10 seconds after that round module is wrapped and ejected onto that handler, we use the hydraulic system, electronics, and then we also take inputs from GPS to provide the most accurate weighing of that round module out there in the field. That allows that producer that to calibrate their yield monitor more quickly, so depending on variety, depending on field, depending on day, because we know those conditions change. Having that weight real-time feedback in that cab, you can do that more quickly and have more accurate feedback at the end of the season. Again, teaming up with that Harvest Identification Cotton Pro system, just like moisture, we can track that for every single round module that is made on that machine. Even though this is new technology for 2017, I'm proud to announce that today, that in coming up in May, we will have kits available to retrofit moisture and weight on all CP690 and CS690 cotton pickers and cotton strippers produced since 2015. That third piece of the puzzle, I've mentioned it twice, it's Harvest Identification Cotton Pro. It's a mouthful. We call it HID Cotton. It was the first generation that was introduced in 2012. And the Pro version that we introduced in 2017 is that second generation. We made it smarter. We made it more user-friendly to provide not only a tool to document each module, but use that data to make smart decisions after harvest. So on that top picture that you see on the right-hand side, on the 2630, you can get this factory installed. And in the cab, what's in that red box is actually that Harvest Identification Cotton Pro program. We provide real-time feed out that's documented. And one of the new features is you can now see three modules worth of history. In the past, you couldn't. Now you can go back and you can look at moisture levels, you can look at weight, and you can also see the serial number for each module wrap ID on that. We've also added another feature, a comment section. Say there's something irregular about the module and you want to document it, or maybe it's the last module of the day and you want to make sure that you know it. There's a button on there that you can push and it brings up a keyboard that you can type on the screen in the cab and document that comment. Why that's important is I know a lot of people carry a notebook or a notepad in your cab, and maybe you write that down. But if you want to share that information with someone, you have to remember to either type it in, text it, email it, whatever. Now, once you document it on here, it's part of the HID file in that column, and that'll be shared as you share that file with the cotton gin. On the bottom right-hand picture, the system, like I made a comment earlier, is smarter. We also integrated into a feature called John Deere Field Analyzer. It's part of the John Deere Operations Center package. Before, you could see your yield map, but now we pull that HID file on top of it. You can see each and every single round module that was made for that field, and those modules are live. We show five data points on there. We show the module ID, it's a 24-digit hexadecimal. We show the module serial number, that's the 11-digit number that goes for each module. It's like a birth certificate. Then we show the variety of cotton, moisture, and weight. So this allows you as a cotton grower to go back after season and see where all these modules came from your field and compare that data that you get back from your gin. So I made a comment in 2012, we introduced the first generation of harvest identification cotton. At that time, we took 19 data points that you see here on the screen. Since the update in 2017, we actually now take 27 data points for every single module. And this information is really important not only for that producer, but also you as a cotton ginner. Some new things that we take, moisture and weight I talked about, again, for every single module. Field total. If you want to know how many trucks you need to send out there to pick up how many modules, you can now get that data before it comes from or before you actually send anybody out there, you can get that data from the producer so you know exactly what you're looking at. And also, down in the right-hand column is what that file looks like. I'm not going to go into details talking about gin software because I'm not an expert on that. But we've been working with gin software companies and with certain people in this room on integrating this system into taking that John Deere information and getting it into the cotton gin software, making it easier. Which leads me into this slide. This is a macro view if you want to look at the value chain from harvest to after ginning of cotton. We use the RFID tags that are embedded in each round module wrap. That's what we read, and that's the data that we pair the other 25 data points with the serial number and that module ID. We capture that on board. We use what we call JD Link. We send it wirelessly over a cellular network. We can send this file from the machine to John Deere Operations Center. It goes in that grower's operations center where they can manage that file, but they can also share it with you. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. That file can then go to the gin. You can either handle it manually, or like I said before, there's a lot of work that's been going on to integrate this information into the gin software. And then through there, you can, after ginning, it goes through the rest of the value chain. And you can see we really have, cotton's very unique on this aspect. Cotton's the only crop that we can trace from literally where it came from in the field all the way to the end producer. And I know there's been a lot of topics today talking about traceability, talking about contamination. This just helps put a picture together on where that cotton came from and who and when and where. So as a cotton ginner, what is this information going to do for you? How do you get it? So I'm going to talk about from a My John Deere aspect, looking at that John Deere Operations Center. So myjohndeere.com, you can actually create for free your own account as a cotton gin. Once you create an account, there's a tool inside here. There's multiple tools, but they don't matter for you. The one that we want to talk about today is Operations Center. If you select Operations Center, inside Operations Center is a tool where you can ask and request data from your customers that have John Deere Harvest Identification Cotton Pro. Inside this tool, and I know this is hard to see, so I apologize, but all you need is an email from that cotton grower. You select the information on here that you want to request the information from them. And then once they give you, they will receive an email from you. They open that email, they grant you access, so now you're a trusted partner. Once you're a trusted partner, you can now log into John Deere Operations Center again. This is exactly what it looks like. There's multiple tools. You can select the Files tab. You will be under that producer's account. And in the Files tab, you can see all the files, all the harvest identification cotton files that that machine has created. And you can download those to your cotton gin computer, and you can gain that information, again, for each one of your customers that has this technology. You can use that as that logistics tool, and then also reconcile the modules coming in. You can make sure that if there was 39 modules made in that cotton field, you can check them off as they come into your cotton gin. Now, I know we're on borrowed time, right? I only had 15 minutes, and so I could talk for the next hour, but probably most of you would get up and leave. So, on top of this, I want to put a plug out there for Cotton Cultivating as a website. It's sponsored by the Cotton Incorporated. But specifically, this Plant Management Network. There was a group of gentlemen this fall that all recorded topics. My topic that I'm talking about, it's expanded in there, along with EWR, so eCotton Gin Software. They have a recording. John Wanyura from the USDA lab, they have some software they've created to help pull this information from John Deere Operations Center and integrate it into the gin. He also has it on there. We have testimonies from a cotton gin, Jonathan McBride from Silver Creek Gin out of Mississippi. He's on there as well. So there's a lot of tools that are out here that you can listen to that will help you understand and help you integrate this technology into your cotton gin. With that, are there any questions? Tommy. Yep.
That would be all the round modules produced in that field, so you'd only know that number to the very last one that's produced.
Yep. So we actually we take field total and season total, so we can separate it out so you know specifically how many are in that field. But then also, if you build 1,000 modules that season, we know how many you do. Yeah, great. Great question. So it depends on how that custom harvester shares those files with the I'll call it the owner, right? So whoever owns the field, whoever's cotton it is, they can send this information, they can share that with that person. So the gin could, so say I custom harvest your cotton, I provide that file to you, David's the ginner, he can request that information from you. We'd want to make sure that there is a agreement there, not just me as a custom harvester sharing anybody's information. So that's the best way to do that. And same steps, so as producers we can share information so that he as a business can pull from you. Yep, great questions, thank you. Yes, sir. So we don't do that specifically. So February 24th of 2017, eCotton signed an agreement called an Application Programmers Interface, an API, with John Deere, which means they create their software to work with our software, with our John Deere Operations Center, where they can go in there and pull that information. Again, the producer, so if it's your cotton, you have to give consensus to that. You have to agree to it. And then once you agree to that, their software will automatically go in there and pull that. Now, that is a beta software. They tested it this fall with multiple gins across the U.S. I'm not going to stand here and tell you a story. It's not a turnkey solution right now. There's still things that they're working on to make it a turnkey solution, but we're moving in the right direction. Yep. We're moving ahead from that. So, yep, we've had some good success stories out there. Really do. Yeah. Any other questions?
These are passive tags, right?
They are passive tags. So,
can you put an antenna there on the scales to read these tags as you go across?
Yep. And so.
And will it interface with your program?
Great question. So I don't, if everyone can hear that. David asked, it's a passive system. So the RFID tags that are in the wrap are already pre-coded when the wrap is made. On the machine, we read it with an RFID reader mounted on the machine. Now, as it comes into a GIN, there you can purchase external RFID readers. And what we've seen, a lot of the industry that's been testing this, they've put up a bridge over their scale as it comes into the GIN. On the plant management network, I'm going to put another plug out there. I cover that. It's also in my PowerPoint. There's some industry, I'll call it best practices, on heights, dimensions, and everything. But what it is that is not supplied by John Deere. That is supplied by a third-party company. One that I'll put a note out there for is called Barcodes, Inc., barcodesinc.com. You can go there. There's some Intermec RFID readers that you can purchase from them. And from that, you can put up the bridge. There's software that eCotton has made to read into their system. Again, that was a beta test from 2017. But I know there's also some other software that's being developed out there in testing. So if you do not run eCotton software at your GIN, you can use that information as well.
Just to clarify, I was talking about at the scales at the office, and you said at the GIN.
Oh.
I'm talking about a module truck coming across the scales.
Yep.
At the office, or are you talking,
yep,
about around at the GIN?
Yeah, I'm talking at the office at the GIN.
Okay.
Sorry. Yep, perfect. Yep, and so, I know John Wanura, and sorry, I keep putting plugs out there for you, so if I'm wrong, correct me. But yes, he's been working on some technology where you can use a handheld scanner. Again, this is stuff that they've been testing, the cotton industry's been testing. Uses a Android device in that you can scan the RFID tags, and then it'll create a report that you can pull in.
Any other questions? One more.
Is EWR the only one that can have access to the application program interface? Would GIN have developer options as well?
Anyone can have so it's not exclusive to them. So, yes, anyone. So I know Plains Cotton Cooperative has done that as well. There's other. So if you have a standalone GIN software, you can get that API as well. There's a.
No
fee. Thank you. Yeah, there's no fee. And so I was going to say there's a website you can go to, and you can sign up and start moving. Should we charge for it? How much would you pay? All right. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you, everybody.
Come back at the same time or same room in the morning at 8:15. Let's be a little early. Let's give all the presenters today a hand.